This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, July 19th, in the presence of his enemies. Our reading comes from Matthew 26, verses 17 through 30. On the first day of the festival of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Where do you want us to make preparations for you to eat the Passover?" He replied, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointed time is near. I am going to celebrate the Passover with my disciples at your house.'" So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them and prepared the Passover. When evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12, and while they were eating, he said, "Truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me." They were very sad and began to say to him one after the other, "Surely you don't mean me, Lord." Jesus replied, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born." Then Judas, the one who would betray him, said, "Surely you don't mean me, Rabbi." Jesus answered, "You have said so." While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body." Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The patience and generosity Jesus shows as he prepares for his Last Supper with his disciples is really awe-inspiring. Without anger or malice, he tells the truth of what is about to happen. He not only sets a table in front of an enemy, but also serves that enemy. This, too, is amazing grace. The Good Shepherd feeds his sheep both physically and spiritually with a meal, the Lord's Supper, that the flock will eat in remembrance of his sacrifice and love for years and years to come. It will nourish them spiritually so that they will have what they need to stay on mission. And even in underground churches to the present day, his sheep have joined in this meal despite being surrounded by enemies. Humanly speaking, it would not have been easy to think about the sheep in his care as Jesus set his face toward the cross and he became the sacrifice for sin for the sake of all who would follow him. But while Jesus was fully human, he was also fully the Son of God who continued to care for his flock, even as he faced death on their behalf. Here we see his overwhelming love for both the Father and the flock, including any who opposed him. We are called to live and act like Jesus. How does his example of showing love to both his faithful followers and his enemies inform how we can engage with people who are unkind to us? Pray with me. We praise you, Lord Jesus, for your undying love shown to us in so many ways as you walked toward your death for our sake. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.